Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I am your host. It is Friday, March 8th, episode number 729. Happy birthday, Brett. Cousin Brett, it's his birthday today. Not a listener. Probably doesn't even know the show exists, but shout out to the family. You know, you're 1 year older than me now. Again, always enjoy that when I can pass that on. NBA, the NBA playoffs are in full swing, and these matchups are tight. Yeah, so Stinky's up 6-3 on Snyder right now, but I looked a couple of times last night, and these things were 5-4, 4-5, 5-4. Did end up the night at 6-3, so lots of basketball to play. Got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games to finish up, so we'll see who moves on to the semifinals with this matchup. YK up on J-Lev 5-4, the unluckiest man alive, J-Lev. 5-4. So, again, this one has been bouncing back 5-4, 4-5, 5-4, and almost all categories are still up for grabs in both of these matchups. So, should be a fun finish to the weekend, finishing up hockey regular season this week, and we will start the playoffs on Monday. So, we'll have some preview talk for you on Tuesday. With those matchups, the franchise tags, NFL franchise tags, have come and gone, and there were a few teams that did exercise those tags in one form or another. Josh Allen tagged by the Jaguars, Brian Burns tagged by the Panthers, Kyle Duggar tagged by the New England Patriots with a transitional tag. We already knew about T. Higgins in Cincinnati. Jalen Johnson was tagged by Chicago, but then signed to a long-term deal, so they got that worked out. Justin Matabuike, tagged by the Ravens. Michael Pittman, tagged by the Indianapolis Colts. As mentioned before, Legarius Sneed, tagged by the Kansas City Chiefs. And Antoine Winfield was tagged by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And those were your tags, your franchise tags. Those are the guys that will, in one form or another, be playing for most of them on a one-year deal, unless they still can renegotiate, figure out a long-term deal to try to get that done. But that's where we are at in there, and we have reached it. I have been talking about it for weeks, and we are at the all-important. That's right. It's the Oscars. The Oscars are coming up on Sunday night, 96th annual. And I've seen everything that I'm going to see at this point. That's right. All right, there we go. There's our big Oscars intro tonight. So I've got all of my picks made. On the big bracket, I won't go over every single one of these because, quite honestly, there are several categories where I didn't see anything, right? Did not see a single documentary. Didn't see a single documentary short film. Really only saw one international feature film. Did not see any live-action short films, animated short films, some of those things, so I won't go over every single category, but I'll hit the biggies, and I watched the last one that I wanted to get in. I watched Rustin last night. Colman Domingo is nominated for Best Actor, playing Biner Rustin, who was kind of like I don't know if I would say the right hand man, but kind of a wingman for Martin Luther King Jr. and the architect and the driving force behind the big speech in Washington D.C. and putting that all together and pushing for for everything. A very interesting story, and did not even know this gentleman existed prior to seeing the movie. So it was an interesting and good movie. Coleman Domingo did a solid job as Rustin in this one. We will start right there. We'll start right with the actor in a leading role. Our nominees: Bradley Cooper, Coleman Domingo, Paul Giamatti, Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright from American Fiction. Jeffrey Wright was also made a little appearance in Rustin there too. So all excellent performances. This one's a really hard one because Domingo was really good in Rustin. Jeffrey Wright was fantastic in American Fiction. Paul Giamatti is always good with the holdovers. Not as big of a fan of Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer. Just wasn't as big of a fan of the movie itself. It'll probably clean up, probably win everything. But I'm going with Bradley Cooper. Going with Bradley Cooper for his role in Maestro. Just a masterful acting performance, I thought, in this one, and deserving of the actor in a leading role. So that's who I'm taking, is Bradley Cooper in Maestro. The actor in a supporting role comes up next. We've got Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction. Plays the brother of the Jeffrey Wright character. Robert De Niro in Killers of the Flower Moon. Plays kind of a villain, kind of a bad guy in that one. Robert Downey Jr. in Oppenheimer. Thought he was really good in this role. Ryan Gosling for Barbie. And Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. Again, all excellent performances. Sterling K. Brown was great in American Fiction. Robert De Niro played a good bad guy. Robert Downey Jr. Was really good in Oppenheimer, and probably the best acting job, and could very well steal this one away. But Ryan Gosling and Barbie, Barbie was an entertaining movie, and I enjoyed it, but not I just don't feel like not award worthy in that realm. So I'm going with Mark Ruffalo here. Poor Things. Just again, you're gonna see. I'm kind of going all in. Poor Things. I think it's going to be this year's Everything Everywhere All at Once. That's going to come in and steal away a bunch of awards. I just feel like it was the most original, the best acted, and really probably the most entertaining of all these movies that we're going to see. And Mark Ruffalo was fantastic as the... It's hard to even describe his character. Kind of an opportunist is what we will call him, but it did not work out that way for him in the end. So Mark Ruffalo, actor in a supporting role. The actress in a leading role, we have Annette Bening for Naiad, Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall. She was also in The Zone of Interest, by the way. Carey Mulligan for Maestro and Emma Stone for Poor Things. I thought Annette Bening's portrayal of Naiad was a really good performance by her. Lily Gladstone was excellent in Killers of a Flower Moon. Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall. Not overpowering. Carey Mulligan in Maestro was good, but not at the level of a couple of these others. But I'm going Emma Stone. Emma Stone is my pick for the actress in a leading role. Again, she was in just about every frame of this film. She really had to portray this character in a lot of different lights as she was evolving as an adult throughout the entire film. Loved the performance. Emma Stone, Poor Things, actress in a leading role. The actress in a supporting role, we have Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple. The only one, by the way, I did not see was The Color Purple out of all these major, out of the major awards. Turned it into a musical. I saw it, you know, I saw the original with Oprah Winfrey and Whoopi Goldberg and all of those fine actors, but did not see the new one. America Ferrera for Barbie, Jodie Foster for Naiad, and Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. Emily Blunt, fine. Oppenheimer, as I said, did not see The Color Purple. America Ferrera was fine in Barbie, but again, Barbie's not high on my radar. Jodie Foster was terrific in Naiad. But I'm giving this one, again, to the bottom one on the list here. Divine Joy Randolph was fantastic in The Holdovers as the cook that kept everything going during the winter break there at school. And she was great. And I hope that she wins this one. It would be fun. Animated feature film. I took Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Did not see any of these, so... just a shot in the dark. Cinematography. The choices were El Conde, Killers of a Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. And again, I'm going to stay in on Poor Things, that it's going to be the Everything Everywhere All at Once movie of this year and going to sweep the big awards. In my opinion, the most deserving. Costume design I gave to Barbie. The directing, always a big one. This will come up at the end of the award ceremony, near the end, before Best Picture. The nominees are Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. And again, I'm going to take Poor Things for directing in this one. Documentary, nah. Short film, nah. Editing, I took Oppenheimer for editing. International feature film is the only one I saw. The Zone of Interest, didn't like it, but you know, it's going to get the most fanfare out of all this being nominated for Best Picture, and so it will win the international feature film. Makeup and hairstyling, I'm going with Maestro. The original score, I'm going to go with the Lifetime Achievement Award, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, as this is John Williams, conductor John Williams. This was his last score that he will be creating and putting together. So I'm going with a Lifetime Achievement Award, and John Williams will win this one for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Original song, this one has been killing it everywhere. What Was I Made For? From the movie Barbie. And the name of the artist is escaping me right now, of course, but you all know who she is. It's the young lady that has won all the rest of the awards with this one. Let's see, anything else big here? Production design, Oppenheimer. Let's see, sound. I went with Maestro for sound. The movie was all about sound. All about the music in there. Visual effects, Godzilla Minus One. The adapted screenplay, I went with Poor Things. Original screenplay, I went with Maestro on that one. And, drum roll, please. I don't have one. I don't have a sound effect for drum roll, so. There we go. And the best picture. Oh, yeah, I should read them all first. Never mind. American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. I was able to see every single one of these movies. I actually enjoyed every single one of the movies, with the exception of The Zone of Interest. Just, I had no interest in The Zone of Interest. American Fiction was awesome. Anatomy of a Fall was watchable. Barbie, entertaining. The Holdovers, fantastic. Killers of the Flower Moon, a hard watch, but a very, very well done movie. Maestro was really, really well done. Bradley Cooper had his hands in every aspect of that movie. Oppenheimer, you know, got all of the accolades and may be the big winner in this one. I enjoyed it, but didn't love it. Past Lives, good story. Subtitles, got to deal with that. Poor Things, I have said my piece on Poor Things and The Zone of Interest. Not of that much interest. And the winner is, big surprise, Poor Things is going to be the big winner here, in my opinion. Should be, but I don't know if it will. Probably going to be Oppenheimer. Possibly could be American Fiction or Holdovers. It just depends. You know how these things go, how the award ceremonies run. If one movie gets off to a hot start, starts winning a few awards, it's going to sweep and take them all. So it's just my choice for that to happen is Poor Things. And I recommend that everybody see this movie without children in the room and, you know, going into it knowing full well that the subject matter is going to be a little hard to watch at times, but focus in on the story. The story is terrific. The acting is amazing and just is so original and so fun. I laughed so much in this movie, maybe more than I was supposed to. I don't know, but those are my choices for the... Oh, yeah. Crowd goes wild. Yeah, they like it too. The crowd likes it too. They're with me. So we'll see. I will submit my picks to the master, mom, the master of the ceremonies, and she will be sitting by calculating the totals, and we'll find out who wins the big prize this year for the 2024 96th. Oh, look at that. Okay, thought we were going to get an announcement over the loudspeaker, but we didn't. All right. With that note, I think it's probably time for me to get out of here, get the weekend started. Good luck, YK, Stinky, Snyder, J-Lev. Good luck in your matchups, and we will see on the other side who comes out and gets to play Canada and Tyler. For the semifinals in the NBA. We should talk a little bit of fantasy sports in here, right? Who's going to play in the semifinals for the NBA fantasy title? We'll find that out on Tuesday when I get back in here. Everybody have a great weekend for the Fantasy Blink. I am the Commission. I am out of here.